Welcome to Dose of Depth Podcast. I'm your host, Deborah Lukovich, and I invite you to explore what's beneath the surface of all sorts of things, including your own life. Through conversation, stories, and education, you'll see what you couldn't see before, find new meaning in old events, and even discover a new sense of purpose out there in the world. Let's get started. This episode is for people who are suffering with anxiety, overwhelm, and other negative emotions like guilt, confusion, feeling trapped. And these feelings in the body are keeping them from really thinking straight and being able to see the truth of the situation in front of you and finding options that are new that you couldn't see before. So I'm going to guide you through a meditation that includes some breath and body work, and then we're going to harness that wisdom in your unconscious, and we're going to be able to detach from the thoughts and the emotions, which aren't you. You'll be able to be more of an observer. And then we're going to explore those images that come up. And you should get a respite. You should get some immediate relief from those emotions that are plaguing you. So here we go. First, find a comfortable place, whether it's a couch or a chair or laying in your bed. You might grab a blankie or put your feet up, put a pillow behind your head. Just get comfortable. You could even be sitting in your car, not driving, of course, but right after a long day or right before a hard day. So first, close your eyes if you feel safe in doing so. And just notice what you notice. You might notice noises like birds chirping or some annoying appliance. You might notice your mind racing. You might notice how you feel light or heavy. Just notice. And then notice your breath. Is it shallow and fast and short because you were just running around or because you're stressed? As you notice it, does it slow down a little? And then just take a couple breaths. They might be big and bold at first because you've been holding things in, trying to keep it all together. So just take some messy breaths. And then start to slow them down and focus on breathing in, inhaling deeply and intentionally. You might even notice that when you breathe in through your nostrils, they're kind of cold inside. And then you might follow the breath through your sinuses and down your throat, and you can feel your chest puff up a little bit. And then notice if you have enough of an inhale to make it down into your belly. That's your first goal, getting the breath down into the belly. Many people are chest breathers. Their breath doesn't get to the belly, and that actually increases your risk for high blood pressure and heart disease. Breath is life, so the quality of our breath is directly connected to the quality of our life. So inhale and notice if you can get your belly to pop out. And then exhale. I encourage you to exhale out the mouth and to even use a sigh or engage your throat. It's much more satisfying and helpful. So each inhale, try to make longer and deeper. And then eventually hold at the top of the inhale before you exhale. And then begin to allow your exhales to lengthen. And I did confirm with my yoga teacher that it really is the exhale that resets your parasympathetic nervous system, calms you down. So you'll notice that the more you focus on dragging out the exhale, you literally can't have a thought, even if you try. So inhale, and then begin to lengthen your exhale. Conserve it so you can drag it out as long as possible. So it might sound like this. And hold it. And then inhale. You'll know you're really dragging out your exhale if your belly sucks back in. So just enjoy doing that a couple cycles. Then we're going to check in with your body. Just notice your body. Notice if there's energy gathered someplace that wants attention. It could be an achy muscle, or tightness, or a vibration, or heat. So just notice. Could be excitement. It doesn't even have to be negative. It could be excitement and fear at the same time that causes you to feel overwhelmed. So there could be multiple emotions that are combined that feel like a tight ball in your pit of your stomach, or your brain could feel on fire because of everything you're trying to figure out. So just allow your attention to go to the part or parts of your body that have this extra energy that's gathered there that you're noticing. Today, if you're feeling all evened out, that's good. Just linger in that. We can work with that too. So, if you're suffering from anxiety, that can show up in the chest area, the heart chakra. It could show up in the belly as a stomach ache, nervousness. It could show up as heaviness in the head. It could even show up in your hands, tingling, or one side of your body, the lower back and the right side. There's a difference of that meaning. So just take your time, scan your body, and if there's one place, go there first, and really just be there, and try to become whatever that is, that sensation. So now we'll start with the first part of the body, or for some of you, it might be the only part of your body. As you focus on that part of your body, see if an image emerges. If it doesn't, don't worry. But see if that part of the body where there's energy gathered, tightness or whatever it is, see if an image takes shape. Now, the image could be a texture, a kind of rigidity or blurriness. It could be a color, a shape. It could become a memory. A memory might be presented, or a scene. Just allow and don't judge whatever image comes up. If there is no image, don't panic. just keep noticing what's going on. Stay focused on that part of your body. Now comes the fun part. If there's an image, just notice it and watch it. It's in your body, so just imagine watching it and see if it changes, if it shapeshifts. So for an example, one of my clients had a heaviness and an overwhelm in her head. And the image that came up for her was a treadmill. Another one of my clients had an image of an orb that was pink. For some clients, a memory comes up. And so we just want to welcome whatever our unconscious is sending us and not try to find meaning yet. Just watch it. Now, see if you can communicate with the image that's in your body and ask it if it could move out of your body so that you could get a better look and understand what it's trying to communicate to you. It's part of you. You might even imagine taking your hands and gently grabbing hold or gently prompting or prodding. If the image doesn't want to move, don't force it. Just allow it and communicate in any way you want, telepathically or in your imagination. You might say, hey image, hey orb, I'm so glad you showed up. Do you think you could move out of my body so I can take a better look at you? I know this seems silly, but it works like magic. Trust me. So just see if that image moves out of your body. And for most of you, it will. And then notice where it is. Is it off in the distance? Is it in front of you? Is it to the right side? Is it to the left side? Just notice and watch. As you watch this image, see if it continues to shapeshift. It may have movement. It could be a person looking at you. So just notice all the details. It could be a very simple circular movement in front of you. It could be something very quick moving like a tornado. Or my client, she was able to get the treadmill out of her head and she was able to step off and she got immediate relief. An image might show up as a younger version of you. And in that case, you can watch and observe that child version of you. Is he or she playing or looking at you, running toward you? Just allow your imagination. Imagination, think about it. Image. And the language of the unconscious is the image. So see if you want to communicate with the image. Be silly. Once this works for you, you'll become really excited to do it again. You can ask the image a question like, why are you here? Or how can you help? I feel so overwhelmed. Can you give me a clue, a little breadcrumb? What's the next step I should take? And the image will communicate back in a voice, in movement. And you might at this point get really engaged with your image. And for others, you might feel exhausted at this point, and you might be done. So for those of you who have a wild imagination, go on your journey. And then for those of you who feel tired, just linger, just rest. when we're done communicating with the image, it's part of us, it's from our unconscious, we want to be respectful and show gratitude and thank it for coming up and giving us some relief or an answer or an affirmation. And then when we come back, and don't leave abruptly, breathe. You can open your eyes if you want. And then I want you to notice how your body feels. If you were able to get some relief from what it was holding, that extra energy. Almost every single time my clients feel a respite, get relief from the heaviness, from the tightness. And then I encourage you to journal or draw the image. So just like we are not our thoughts, we can be the observer. We are not our emotions. We are not anxiety. But we get confused and we identify with it. So active imagination is helping you get some distance, get it out of your body. And the brain doesn't know the difference between the imagination and reality. It's our mind that decides that. So I hope you enjoyed this and you'll come back whenever you're feeling overwhelmed or stressed. So until next time.
I'm your host, Deborah Lukovich, and you are listening to Dose of Depth podcast. To get updates on new episodes, my writing, and how I teach my clients to get to know that deeper part of themselves, go to deborahlukovich.com. Oh, and if you're not ready for a coach, learn what my clients know in my book, Your Soul is Talking. Are you listening? 5 Steps to Uncovering Your Hidden Purpose. You can check it out on my website or get it on Amazon.